Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, you are the King, and you are invited to come into our hearts. We open up our hearts for you, Father God, and for you alone to fill us up, Father God, with your spirit and with your glory. Father, we welcome you. And Father God, this day we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. Father God, anywhere that we have come short of your glory, your honor, and your praise. We rejoice in this day, Father God. Truly, every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every day, Father God, is a day of rejoicing. Every day, Father God, is a blessing because it is a gift that you have given us directly from heaven. Another day, Father, to move forward. Father, in your purposes and in your calling. And Father, so we are so grateful. Thank you, Father God, for the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you, Father God, for our endeavor and our endurance, Father God, as we continue to move forward, Father, in spite of anything and everything, Father, we stand in your presence with a spirit, Father God, of faith and obedience, trusting you all of the way. And so we bless you, Father. And so, Father, we pray for our listening audience around the globe, those in every city, every country, every village, Father God, every town, every street corner, every business, Father God, anywhere and everywhere, Father, that the internet capabilities is available. Father, those who can utilize their cell phones, even their televisions nowadays to chime in, Father God, to the message, the pure message, the encouraging message, Father, of the Word of God. And we thank you that your Word is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. It pierces to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It is a discerner of our thoughts and the intents of our hearts. And we say thank you. Now we commit everything into your hands, Father, because we know that your hands are capable hands. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you can do all things. There's no failure in you. And what is impossible with man is definitely possible with God. So we honor you and we bless you, Father. We pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen, amen, amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We want to welcome all of our visitors here to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Thank God for another opportunity. Amen. To fellowship. Amen. The breaking of bread in, amen, God's holy word. Amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And it is our pleasure to serve, amen, in this capacity and, matter of fact, in any capacity that the Lord deems fit. Because if it's good enough for him, it is good enough for us. Amen. I want to draw your attention this morning to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 28. Deuteronomy 28. And I want to read a couple verses in your hearing, beginning in verse number 1. And the word of the Lord reads as thus, "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God has given you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Then all people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not be beneath, if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. So you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. We want to talk to you, amen, for a few minutes today. Amen. From a subject, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. Amen. And we bless the Lord that the words of our mouth and the meditation of his heart is acceptable. Our hearts are acceptable in his sight. Amen and amen. Beloved, every human being has desires of their heart. We are born with desires. We have desires pertaining to life and life's goals. We have desires. Some of us have desires for the upcoming holiday, even short-term desires, long-term desires. We have desires pertaining to our gifts, the gifts that the Lord has blessed us with. Gifts and callings come without repentance. Every person on planet Earth has at least one gift. And once that's determined, and sometimes even in the state of discovery, we have desires pertaining to that. Some of us have desires pertaining to our businesses, our family, you know, just goals for ministry, just goals in life, something that we desire to do that we have not done, something that we desire to do in the future. You know, as soon as today, later today, tomorrow, something that is on our heart, beloved. Unfortunately, some people have evil desires, and sometimes those evil desires are fulfilled. But the majority of people, beloved, basically are good people, good-hearted people. You know, there's just a small percentage in our world of evil people that do evil things, but the majority is, the truth of the matter is, the majority of people are really good people, amen, and we have good desires. But right now I'm talking, as beloved, we want to go a little bit deeper today, and in addition to our good desires, amen, we want to go a little bit deeper, amen, to know God's desires, amen. What desires in our heart, amen, belong unto the Lord, amen. In the book of Psalms, chapter number 37, amen, verse number 4 and verse number 5, it tells us to delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. What a very, very encouraging word. Encouraging word. Why? Because the Lord knows that there are desires in our hearts. If you have a heart that's beating, You have a desire. If it's no more than your appointment being on time tomorrow, or the person that's coming to get you to show up. I mean, there's some form, some level, and different levels of desires on everybody's heart. If your heart is pumping blood, see. And so the Lord here addresses this in verse number 4. He says that if we would delight ourselves in him, God is going to give us the desires that's in our heart. Why? Well, number one, God already knows what's in your heart, because he is the only one that can read hearts. See, we read personalities, we read, you know, actions, and you know what I mean, observation, you know, we read what we see, but God can read what cannot be seen. And so the desires that's on your heart, God already knows they're on your heart. See, if you never talk about it, if you always talk about it, if you pray about it, if you don't pray about it, God already knows that it's there. It cannot be hidden from him. See, and the good news is this. When our desires line up with the will of the Lord, beloved, we can, it's just a confirmation that, see, the desires that's on your heart pertaining to the will of God, the Lord has already placed them there. This is why this desire is on your heart, because the Lord is the one who put it in your heart. See, because sometimes we don't know where the desires come from. Most times we don't know where our desires derive from. You know, if somebody was interviewing you and they would ask you a question about your desires, well, you know, at what age did you pick up this desire? Or how long has this desire been on your heart? Most people cannot really, really pinpoint, you know, where did this desire derive from? See? And beloved, and that's because the Lord is the one who placed the desire in your heart in the first place. Amen. Glory be to that thing that you want to do, that thing that you want to accomplish, that thing that you want to see come to pass, you know, in your lifetime, you know, or as long as it comes to pass, even after your lifetime, as long as it comes to pass. See, and then he gives us the answer, the remedy. In verse number 5, he says, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So now the Lord is telling us how to do it, how to get what we want. See, a lot of times, and most times, beloved, we don't know how to get what we want, and this is why some people stop dreaming, because to them it's impossible. You know, when they look at, you know, everything that's going to be needed based on other people's accomplishments, based on Google, amen, based on CNN, you know, and they start calculating and they say, well, it's no way. I don't have the resources. I don't have the power. I don't have the money. I don't have the energy. And they stop dreaming. See? But that's the wrong position to be in. And the Lord wants to get us here in the right position starting today. See, that desire that's in your heart, he gives us a very simple a remedy. It's deep, but it's simple. It's simple, but it's deep. He says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. Glory be to God. And he shall bring it to pass. He's going to bring what to pass? The desires that's on your heart. That thing that's ringing in your heart. That thing that's aching in your heart. The thing that makes you happy. Glory be to God. Makes you sad. Whatever it's doing to you is in your heart. You can't shake it. You can't pray it away. You can't fast it away. No matter what you do, you keep coming back to this thing that's in your heart. See, God said if you would only you're overthinking it. You're working too hard. The Lord said, let me show you how to work smarter and not harder. How? Commit this thing to me. See? And let me do it. I come to tell you this morning, beloved, that God will do it. Ah, my God, my God. I said, God will do what you're trying to do. I said, God will fix what you're trying to fix. I said, God will bring to you the things, amen, that you desire to come to you. And not only will he do it. Ephesians 3:20 tells us, now unto him who is exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Oh, God is grand, and he knows how to do things in high fashion. Glory be to God. God said he will do it. See? So since God is going to do this thing, once I commit this in him, once I believe and trust God, this is my heart's desire. I'm putting this in your hands. I'm asking you to bring it to pass. Amen. All right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So now it's a couple things that we need to determine. Amen. While we're waiting for the manifestation of the things that we want. Because you got to know what you want. Huh? So number one, how do we determine if your will is God's will? How do we determine if the thing is in your heart is really what God wants? Did God put this in my heart? Did I put this in my heart? Did circumstances put this in my heart? Did my environment put this in my heart? Did the devil put this in my heart? How in the world did this thing get in my heart? Is my will God's will? See? Is God's will my will? Well, beloved, amen, there's a real simple acid test, glory be to God, and we look in the book of Romans, chapter number 12. When we look in the book of Romans, chapter number 12, the first two verses, amen, tells us this, I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Verse number 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good, the perfect, amen, and the acceptable will of the Lord. See, we can prove if we are in alignment with God. We can prove if we're walking in the right direction. We can prove if we're walking in the spirit, walking in the flesh. We can prove it. How? The Bible says by not being conformed to this world. In other words, not basing your decisions on what everybody else is doing, or what everybody else has done, what everybody else is recommending, what the world is doing, what worked for this person and what didn't work for that person. That's what you call conformity. Not based on your level or lack of education resources, be it much or be it little. You're not looking at any of that. You're blind to all of that. None of that means anything in God's kingdom for a person who will commit their way to the Lord, because the program is always subject to change. See, God does not tell everything that he knows, and he knows everything. See, so God can make a way for you out of nothing. God can absolutely take nothing and make something. Glory be to God. God has a zillion. I think that's a word. We move from millions to billions to trillions, and I think after trillions is zillions, or whatever it is. Amen. Infinity. There is no cap. He is a very creative God. Got to create something that did not exist yesterday just for you. See? So he says, don't be conformed to this world. Don't get locked in. Don't get capped in. See? Based on, somebody's poles. See? But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. See? Taking off the old, putting in the new, knowing that, amen, with God, all things are possible. And God's spirit, amen, the precious Holy Spirit, Psalms 32:8, amen, the scripture tells us that I will instruct thee, I will lead thee, I will guide thee in the way that thou should go. So, beloved, when we trust the Lord, I mean, we just put ourselves out there, and what we're telling God is, any way you want to do it, I'll be satisfied. And if we can just tell the Lord that and mean it, don't worry about repercussions. Don't worry about nothing. Amen. Just trust God. Look, all of God's repercussions, amen, are glorious. Come on, somebody. Even in his wrath, amen, it's his beauty. His wrath reflects his beauty. He is a good God, and he makes no mistakes, and he wants the best for you. The best for you. Jesus died that you may have the best. He believes the best in you. He's cheering you on. Glory be to God. See? So, amen, when we're trusting God and we're trusting the process, beloved, you have to trust the process even to the extent where you cannot trace the process. Just trust. Just keep on going. Somebody said, keep on going. Keep on believing. Keep on walking. Keep on serving. Keep on waiting. Keep on singing, keep on praying, keep on praising, keep it on. And be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Don't give up, don't turn back. Paul said this one thing. Brother Paul said, look here, my brothers and sisters. He said, I count myself not to have apprehended. Paul said, I ain't close. I ain't there yet. Yeah, I know I'm writing 2/3 of the Testament. He was writing and didn't even know what he was writing. He said, but I ain't there yet. He said, I'm not perfect. He said, I ain't there yet. He said, I got some dreams and desires. I haven't seen some of them yet. He said, but this one thing, somebody say this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and I press. Somebody say, I'm going to press. I'm going to press toward the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm going to press. I'm going to put some effort in it. I'm not going to renege. I'm not going to commit something to God and come back the next day and take it from him. You know how some people want to give you something, turn around and take it back when they get mad with you? When they get impatient with you? When you don't do things the way they want you to do it? They want to take it back? So I'm not going to take nothing back. Glory be to God. I'm going to let God do this thing. As I complete the process. What is the process? Hallelujah. After I commit this thing to the Lord, I'm going to work at transforming my mind so I can start thinking the way God thinks. Come on, somebody. So I can start seeing the way God sees. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 24. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. I'm going to keep stepping. I'm going to keep stepping. I'm going to walk in the Spirit. I'm not going to walk in the flesh. No. Matter of fact, speaking about my flesh, I think I mortify my flesh. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to crucify the flesh with my passions and the desires, because the flesh wants me to act up. The flesh wants me to get impatient. The flesh wants me to fight. The flesh wants me to cuss. The flesh wants me to deny Christ, to stop believing, to stop loving the brethren. The flesh wants me to stop praying. The flesh wants me to stop giving. The flesh wants me to fall into depression. The flesh wants me to contemplate suicide. The flesh got all these crazy ideas and want to act up. Glory be to God, trying to tell me that God don't love me. God don't care for me. The people don't love me. Don't nobody love me. Everybody is against me. The flesh wants to act up. Glory be to God. And crush these dreams that's in my heart, want me to die with these dreams that's in my heart. But I say, I don't think so. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But I'm going to put to death, according to Colossians chapter 3, verse number 5. I'm going to put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to this earthly nature, all sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, idolatry, and the such like. It don't make no difference. I'ma keep walking. The scripture told us this morning in our opening scripture, Deuteronomy 28, it says that we're blessed when we walk in God's ways, when we walk in his ways. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. I'm not going to walk down that way. I'm not going to walk down the broad way. I'm not going to walk the way that leads to discouragement, but I'm going to walk in God's ways as I stay in the spirit, trusting in him, keeping my eyes and my head lifted up to the hills from which cometh my help. Why? Because Proverbs 28 and 20 tells us that a faithful man, a faithful woman shall abound with blessing. I'm going to seek the Lord while he may be found. Why? Because a promise is a promise with the Lord. He will honor his word above his name. He is not a man and he is not a liar. He said, you have not because you ask not. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open unto me. Gotta do it. Gotta do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He delights and doing good things for his children. He tells us in his word that he is our son and he is our shield. He will give us grace and he will give us glory. Absolutely no good thing does he withhold from those who walk upright. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, it's some things in my heart I want to do, but guess what? I'm going to do my part, and I'm going to let God do his part. Oh, I'm not going to get in God's way. I'm going to commit this thing in God's hands. Hallelujah. I'm going to live a life of obedience. I'm going to live a life of faith. I'm going to walk in love. I'm going to walk in the spirit. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. Glory be to God, and I'm going to let God do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And this is why, as I close on this morning, beloved, Proverbs chapter number 16, verse number 3, says, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Commit your works, the desires of your heart, the things you want to do, your plans, your blueprint, your agenda, your requests. Just commit it unto the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. God is going to line you up. Share your plans with the Lord. Too often we're making plans and not including God in it. We done called the meeting with everybody, every family member, every friend, every co-worker, but you forgot to invite the main person. You got to share your plans with the Lord. Yeah, he know what's in your heart. He put it there, but you still got to ask. You still got to seek. You still got to knock. You still have to acknowledge him in prayer. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. Share your plans with the Lord, and you will succeed. Beloved, the best chance for success comes when plans are aligned with truth. Those who submit to God's will and seek him are in a better position than those who ignore or reject him. Beloved, you got to put God in charge of your work. Come on, come on, turn around and tell your neighbor. Say, is God in charge of your work? Is God in charge of your plans? Is God in charge of your dreams? Is God in charge of your desires?
Glory be to God. But the Bible says, if we would only put God in charge, beloved, then what you have planned will take place. It's going to work out because you put it in the master's hand. It's going to work out. There's no failure in God. It's going to work out. The only reason it hasn't worked yet is because you haven't placed that thing in God's hands. And then once you place it in his hands, the scripture says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Glory be to God. Pray while you're waiting. Serve while you're waiting. Sing while you're waiting. Glory be to God. Do something while you're waiting. Oh, glory be to God. And God says it's guaranteed. It might not come the day he was looking for it. It might not come the time he was looking for it. It might not even come the way you was looking for it. But lo and behold, you can look for it because it's a coming. Somebody say it's a coming. The last verse I want to share with you tonight in that same chapter, glory be to God, of Proverbs. Glory be to God. Chapter number 16 and verse number 9. It basically says the same thing that verse number 3 says. Pay attention when God repeats himself. Hallelujah. And it says this. A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his step. See, your mind is making plans for you. Your heart is making plans for you. The human course. See, in your heart, you're laying it out. This is what's in my heart, saints. This is just what's in my heart, my brothers and my sisters, family. This is what's in my heart. Can I share with you what's in my heart? And then you lay that thing out. But most of all, you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things shall be added unto you. So you go to the Lord in prayer first and tell the Lord, this is in my heart. Now, he already know what's in your heart. He was just waiting for you to open your mouth and say something. Glory be to God. This is what's in my heart. And the Bible says, when we lay out our plans, beloved, the Lord will determine your steps. Ah, come on, my, I feel the Holy Ghost. The Lord is going to plan your steps. This is where the Holy Spirit is going to step in. Because you honored God, because you talked to God, because you ran the details by him first, because you came to him for his opinion, because you came to him for his blessing. Come on, come on, come on. Then the Bible tells us Psalms 32 and verse number 8, and the Spirit has said, and I will instruct thee, and I will lead thee, and I will guide thee, and I will direct thee, and the way that thou shalt go, step by step, blow by blow, inch by inch. Hey, glory be to God. You find yourself some places you don't even know how you got there. You find yourself talking to some people you never even knew before. Glory be to God. Situations, amen, just have a turn of events. God is rearranging you. God is putting you where you need to be, connecting you with the people you need to connect with, connecting you to the resources you need to be connected to, and God did it. Glory be. All you were doing is following the Spirit. Glory be to God. And God was directing your steps. That's how good God is, beloved. Why? Because he know this is what you wanted to do. Hallelujah. And God wants, amen, what you want when you want what he wants. Amen. So the question today, beloved, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? What is it in your heart? What is your heart's desire? What is your goals? Hallelujah. What's your dream? Hallelujah. What is it you want to do? Short term, long term, mid term. What is it you want to do? See, number one. And then, beloved, is what you want to do what God wants for you? Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rather, we want to find out what God wants to do and make it what you want to do. Amen.
and you'll be blessed because you're already blessed and you're going to be blessed some more. And Jesus came that ye may have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. You are guaranteed that life will present a variety of overwhelming choices. Overwhelming. See, now it's up to you to choose what you want or choose to give God what he wants. And when you give God what he wants, God is going to give you what you want. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord, Father God. We thank you for the word of God on today in Jesus' name. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, let me say this to you. You did not chime in to this internet radio station by mistake. You might have been flipping through the channels and you just happened to, you know, something stopped, made you stop here and you're listening. That was no mistake. There are no mistakes in the Lord's kingdom. The Lord wanted you to hear this word today because he wants you to choose Jesus and make Jesus your choice. That's the most important decision, life decision. There is no other decision in life more important than making Jesus your choice. And if a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. If you don't know him, we want to give you an invitation to know him today. By simple faith, if you would just repeat after me, Father, forgive me for my sins. And I open my heart and I accept Jesus in to be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And my name is confirmed in the last book of life. Thank you, Father. Now help me to be your disciple and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And you say, what? Is that all to it? Yep, that's all to it. That's the beginning. It's not the end. But you have been born again. It's the greatest miracle in the universe where you were just swiped out of the kingdom of darkness and you were adopted into God's kingdom in a second, in a neo-second. And it'd be quicker than the blinking of an eye. It's the greatest miracle on planet Earth, yet overlooked and neglected by so many. Thank God, amen, you made a decision today. Amen. Reach out to us here at LifeWayJesus, amen, at gmail.com. Send us an email with your name. Amen. Let us know you gave Christ your life today. Amen. If you give us your contact information, we'll reach out to you. If you desire, we'll pray for you, pray with you, and also send you out some materials to help you to grow into your great salvation. Amen. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry. Amen. We have a lot going on. And next month, we got a grand announcement coming through. Glory be to God. It's going to be announced at our anniversary service. Amen. 13th anniversary service. Amen. It's a explosion taking place in this ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. So follow us. Amen. On all the social media platforms. Amen. In Jesus' name. If you desire to sow a seed, amen, to the rich soil of this ministry, there's several ways that you can do it. Amen. You can make a donation right via on our website at lifewordjesus.org. Life, L-I-F-E, word, W-O-R-D, Jesus, J-E-S-U-S.org. Just hit the connect button and you can give there. Amen. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Pennsylvania, 19038. You make your checks, money orders payable to LifeWay Jesus. Amen. Bless the Lord. For those of you who like Cash App, amen, $ LifeWay Jesus. Amen. And we want to thank God, amen, for, amen, you trusting in this ministry. This is a ministry that you can trust, amen, because we come to you with not our word, not somebody else's word, amen, but God's word, the eternal word. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Visit us early in the morning, 6 a.m. for a spiritual breakfast for champions. Amen. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Glory be to God. And follow us. Amen. When you sign in, follow us. Amen. In Jesus' name. That is it for today. Amen to God. Amen. Be the praise. God be the glory.
Amen. And God be all of the honor. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We thank you for those who have given their life to you today. We thank you, Father God, for helping us to reignite our dreams and our passions. Help us not to die without dreams in us, Father, but help us to see those dreams fulfilled, knowing that you're the one that's going to bring it to pass, Father God, as we commit them to you and trust the process. Father God, for the manifestation. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you over, over, and over. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. We cancel bad news, we cancel tears, and we cancel sorrow in Jesus' name. Now nothing in was able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. And the church did say amen. 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 Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, beloved. Hallelujah. What do you want to do? What is in your heart to do? Amen. Well, guess what? God want to do it too, through you, for his glory. God bless you. Amen. Apostle Dr. Alfreda Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Love you, love you, love you. Love you, love you, love you, love you.
Put them together right here. This is a little testimony song I wrote. Tell somebody he's been good to me. Well, I am a happy soul. I've got goodness untold. I've got another day. I've got a lot to say. Put them together. He's been good. Sublime.
wait on somebody and tell him he's really been good to me. Anybody got a testimony in the building? Tell the person next to you, you can't tell it.